Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Orlando and the Freak Show will hear your confession. And just like a priest, you're probably going to have to do something after.
But it ain't penance.
Confessions at 7 on Wild 94.1.
All right, confessions at 7. Confessions at 7 at wild94.1.com. We had a confession that was regarding somebody's alcoholism, but we pushed that because this morning's conversation led us to have a community confession.
Okay.
This is for the people. So the folks that are out there that are listening, you are now going to be part of the confession instead of us reading you one, because we do this every now and then when we have something that happened, and coming back for the first day is a big deal. So we wanted to address the blankery that we saw over the break.
Ooh. Okay, there's a lot of it.
Like the things that happened over the break, we confessing what you saw. Matter of fact, what you saw on social media on over the break that just made you scratch your head that you couldn't stand. I would tell you for the first point, and I know no disrespect because everybody does it, but it irks me to no end when everybody wear the matching pajamas with the red and black little squares.
Stop
on
it.
I think that is the wackest thing ever.
The whole family rocking.
The whole family sitting around the tree with the red and black on, because everybody got them now.
But that's adorable.
It's not, though.
I don't know.
Somebody, the same way we think, like, the De Beers family made us fall in love with diamonds for Valentine's Day, there's some big plot. Whoever makes red and black pajamas, they made that popping out there.
That was Target and Amazon.
They selling out of them.
Yeah, and it was everybody.
Everybody.
Like, I had seen people do it past years, but this year, like, everybody was
on it.
Man, when I saw Bootleg Kev and his family in them, I'm like, oh, they got everybody, dog. Come on, not my homie, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, I got something for you. This one's a little bit more serious than matching PJs, though. So
right.
I have a friend who went out of the country for the break, went to a small little podunk third world country, right? So to get out of the country, to go to that country, she needed a COVID test. When she got to the airport, they're like, this isn't the right test, but lucky for you, we will give you the test right there. So
$200.
Right, right. So they were very strict about it. But to get back into the USA, just came right back in.
No
test required, nothing. Just come on in.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I swear.
Maybe it depends on the state.
Nah.
Yeah, well, Florida.
That's another point that was all line. All right, so look, Florida's been wide open.
Wide open.
I saw a lot of strip clubs. A lot of clubs and a lot of strip clubs. Which is crazy, though, because it's around Christmas time you're supposed to see in your family.
That ain't got nothing to do with family. The strip club's always popping. But the fact that they are popping like this right now.
Oh, I've never seen it like that.
But why wouldn't they be? Because the regular spots are popping.
Yeah.
Regulars, but everybody is out.
But
no one.
I don't want to say no one. Barely anybody is wearing a
mask. I ain't
mask.
Seen a mask in a post that had a party involved.
Right.
I think I would either have an anxiety attack or they would walk me out of there because they'd be like, "You, this is the wrong place for you." Because you got
having
a mask
on.
Like,
club.
For real, they'd be like, "You got a mask on." Because
yeah.
I honestly, I see bartenders wearing them.
Mm-hmm. When they bring up like a bottle or something like that.
I see bartenders behind the bar wearing them, but
staff.
I don't. But the people on this side of the bar, nah.
Mm-mm.
I don't see it. All right.
I saw a couple that weren't.
I will also tell you, I mean, we got text coming in. We're going fired up. Whatever you've seen over, you know what also is crazy is I've seen people, because you see this on socials and nobody ever says anything, so this is why we're a terrible show.
Okay.
Because people out there have lost relationships over the holidays.
Yes.
And then they go on socials and then they get somebody else and they immediately in love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This my new boo. He's mine.
It's cuffing season.
I'm like, you just posted him yesterday.
Yes, yes.
Like, what is this? It's the thirst box crack.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know. People are very lonely right now.
I mean, I get it. I get it, but damn.
They'll be broke up by Valentine's Day.
For real.
Wait till Valentine's Day, though.
888-429-0941. You can call or text. What caught your eye? We calling out all the blankery this morning. Let's rock out. We talked about the red and black pajamas. We got texts in about that one that Meredith showed me this morning.
He said, man, my wife came home with this old Navy bag with Christmas pajamas and made us all wear them and take pictures.
Yeah, that's, I'm just going to tell you, it was cute when it first started.
Yeah.
Now that it's a thing. Ugh.
You would wear it.
I would.
Yeah, you would. If the whole family is dressing and matching, you can't be the only one not matching.
I don't like it.
I saw Rick Ross do that. Because Rick Ross got, like, he got kids. And they were all dressed alike, and he was just, like, rocking a sweatsuit.
Right.
For the family picture.
Yeah, that's for y'all. That's for the backup singers. Yeah. That's what he called. He basically just called the whole family the backup singers. All right, Alicia is on the phone. Hey, Alicia, how you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. What is what you saw? We got community confession. Your turn.
It drives me absolutely mad that people on my Facebook are letting however many followers they have or friends know that there is stimulus money in your bank account.
When it hits.
Nobody needs to know that you plus three kids worth of money is sitting in your account and you are going out this weekend. You're going to either get taken advantage of with drinks and whatever, or robbed, or someone is going to slide in and talk about, let me hold something.
Well,
you not holding squat over here.
You don't need to be telling people your money. Like, you know, that is true.
No.
That is true. Yeah, a lot of people
Why
out there.
Would you do that?
Yeah, they on the promo with that. That's a little crazy. I agree.
A lot of people
I agree.
Do that.
Yeah, but you should move silence about your money. You should move more silently about your money. That should not be a thing. All right.
We got one out the 813. It says, what caught my eye was the homeless people dressed in Christmas attire with the accommodating signs.
I will tell you, I gave much more than I normally do.
To the homeless?
To the homeless, because A, it was so many.
Yeah, there was a lot.
Because I did more shopping locally. Mm-hmm. Like, I went to my places, but I had to keep going back because I was orders and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was on different roads, like downtown Tampa, like that, you know, in the different little cuts. And over Fowler.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Out there.
By the International Mall, too. The roads leading up to International Mall.
Right. And yeah. But the sign game, and this is crazy, what I've noticed is that, like, they've always been, like, you know, legible, but the creativity on these signs.
Ain't been homeless like, that long.
That's what I'm saying. Like, these are new people. So that's what I started to at least think, because I'm like, your sign game is proper.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving, like, because honestly, I've gotten to the point now because, yeah, like I told y'all, I'm aware that I have some mask issues and stuff. And I'm working on that. But there's part of me that isn't comfortable dealing with cash.
Right. Well, it's
I don't want to touch it anymore. Because now this has a pandemic.
It's a phobia.
That whole thing that we learned about don't put money in your mouth is nasty. Mm. That way back in the day.
Right.
Like, it means a new thing for me now. So I don't like to have, if I have cash, I'll make sure I put it in a cup and, you know, and try and just use that to give away. Like,
Wait a
so
minute.
I can get rid of
a
it.
A cup of cash?
Yeah.
So will you take the cup back?
What do you mean? No. No, I'm saying.
How do you hand the homeless guy money?
The cup in my car.
Right.
Like, there's a cup. Okay. Cup holder joint. And I put, like, if I got $5.
Oh, okay.
I put the cash in there.
Right.
And then when I see a homeless person, give rid of it. Because I don't want to keep cash, because I'm not going to be like, I don't want
to
be
holding
on. But
you're going to give the dirty cash to the homeless person because it's dirty.
Yeah, I'm going to give it. Yeah. I didn't say it made sense.
Okay.
I'm just saying, this is what I do. I don't want to be touching cash. I'd rather be using my bank card.
You'd put your cash in a cup and then pass it off to the homeless person.
No, that's not what I do.
Okay, well, at least you were donating.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
nice
donating,
you.
But I'm just like, I mean, it's just really, like, I had one cash bill. I was on Fowler. I had did this two days ago. I one cash bill, and a dude came up to the door, and I'm like, here, and I gave it. And he just assumed, you know, it was what he normally gets, and then he looked down. And because it was all I had was a 20.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would look down and he was like, oh. And he was like, man, and he like did the cross. He's like, thank you so much. You have no idea, blah, blah. And I'm like, bro, like, that's all you. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I mean, we know our man Dave McKay used to always say, I don't care. I want you to do better with it, but I can't tell you what to do with it.
Right.
Just take it and go do what you got to do. And so I was like, I don't want to hear, you know what I'm saying?
Hopefully it doesn't come with a lecture.
Right. I don't want to have to lecture you, but I don't want you to feel you got to give me a story either, you know, because I ain't really buying it.
I just didn't need to bless it either. But it made you feel good.
It's yours. Go ahead and go do what you got to do, you know.
I agree with that. We got one that says all these damn tourists is so much more than in recent years.
They all down here because we open.
Yeah.
We the only place that's open right now. I'm telling you, us and maybe Georgia.
Some people Texas. Up
in Georgia. But visiting. Like, people are coming in here because they're like, yo, we could wild out.
For sure.
And then go home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a lot right there.
We got another text that says, drunken young people walking down the street coming from Soho trying to play basketball with my kids with their heels off. New Year's.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's new.
I thought that was already happening out there. Yo, you just need to have a stranger conversation. Stranger danger is a real thing out there.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.